Jake Spaulding with you as it's time to talk Jackson Heights locker room chat. Once again, every single Thursday here with head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras. Jackson Heights coming into this week, a perfect record on the season. It stays intact with a big win last week against Onega on the road, 64-8. Coach Wick, we talk every single week about the defense and what seems to be clicking. Last week, you give up your first score since week number one, and that maybe, I don't even know if that's a blemish for your guys' squad, but just tell me about what you saw from last Friday's win at Onega on the road against a team that definitely was on the up.
You know, I thought we executed really well in the first half. And give credit to Onega. You know, they had a great drive. Caught us in a couple times with our secondary with the eyes in the backfield, and they connected on a couple big pass plays in the game. And they got their run game going a little bit there on that drive and, you know, kind of put it to us there. What was it, the third or fourth drive of the game? And go down and get the touchdown and two-point conversion. And I think that's what our defense needed. Not that we were lax or anything like that, but, you know, going, you know, what was it, four games in a row without giving up a touchdown. And, you know, I think they had to get grounded a little bit. And, you know, like I said, again, credit to Onega, they really put it to us there. And, you know, the good thing about that is we were able to score two more touchdowns before that first half ended. And we were able to use our timeouts pretty well there on Onega's last drive and get the ball back and score right before the half. So that was always good. But, you know, coming out of the second half, they onside kicked it and got their onside kick. So there's definitely things that we need to clean up for sure, especially going into the playoffs with, you know, two games left here in the regular season. But overall, it was an overall good effort. And we're just moving on to this week.
That's right. You're taking on a Valley Falls team this week, a senior night home game for Jackson Heights. I asked you a couple weeks ago when you had homecoming. Senior night may be a little bit different, but distractions still could potentially be there on a Friday night. Is this something that you're preparing your senior squad for as the festivities will kick off on Friday night?
Yeah, and, you know, it's a celebration for the seniors. You know, we got Titus, Cade, J.W. Moore, Daniel, and I'm probably missing one or two there, but, you know, Max Watkins, our seniors of Cash Robinson, our seniors have given everything to this program, and they're reaping the rewards right now from, you know, stepping in there as freshmen and sophomores. And like I said, it's going to be a celebration for them during the course of the game. And you never know. Hopefully we can give those couple big guys a couple touches there late in the games, and maybe they can, you know, maybe get their first touchdown of their careers. But, you know, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves here. We've got a lot of work to do, but I'm just so proud of these seniors, and they put forth a lot of effort to make this program what it is.
Program that is ranked third in Class 1A, according to K-Prep's rankings, only behind Sedgwick and Conway Springs. Coach, you're one of the very few teams that is still undefeated in the state, and I saw something that came out that showed every classification. But 1A is one of the most there's more parity in it this year when you look across the state. As we get closer to the playoffs, has your focus continued to be with the kids of one game at a time?
Yeah, you have to. If you don't do that, you know, some of the team's going to sneak up on you and, you know, bite you in the butt a little bit. And with these last two games coming in the season, we're working on a league title and a district title, hopefully, here in the next couple weeks. And they're both league games, they're both district games. And they're a team in Valley Falls that, you know, they might be struggling a little bit, but you see that progression week in and week out. And I know their coaches are working hard, getting their guys in the right positions. And, you know, they've had some injuries here, and I think they're getting some kids back. But, you know, they do some good things on film. And, you know, like I said, we're going to be celebrating our seniors that night, and hopefully we can, you know, get them out on a win. And, it's just a one game at a time mentality. And I feel like if you look ahead, you're going to, you know, set your guys up for failure.
And you're talking about a potential league title. Jackson Heights 5-0 in the league right now, 6-0 overall. As Coach alluded to, looking for an NEKL title for the first time in a couple years. But the big thing here is, Coach, is that you got a big time matchup this Friday against the Valley Falls Dragons, the league opponent and district opponent. Coach's locker room chat here with Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick, presented every single week by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Holton, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, as well as Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center. We'll talk about the Dragons after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you, talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, this week it's senior night. It's Valley Falls Dragons coming to town, and an opposite end of both teams right now. Your squad 6-0, 5-0 in league. Valley Falls 0-6 overall, 0-5 in the league, and district implications on the line this week, as well as Valley Falls is one of the teams on the outside looking in. They have to win this game in order to have a chance to make the playoffs. What's the prep been like this week preparing for the Dragons?
You know, Valley Falls does some good things, and they have some great athletes on the field, and it's going to be a tall task for us. And, you know, this week we broke it down into the fundamentals again. You know, we did a lot of form tackling. We did a lot of hip pocket, a lot of turnover circuit stuff. I feel like our defense is playing very, very well, but, you know, there's always stuff you can get better at from the defensive end standpoint. And, you know, linebackers coming downhill, secondary reading their keys. There's always something you can get better at. And we keep telling the kids that just think to yourself, if you're not doing giving the best effort you can, somebody else in the state is passing you. And, you know, that's really been a mindset for us, that we want to work hard in practice, and we want to work hard in everybody in the state and to get where we want to be at the end of the year. And, you know, this is just another stepping stone to get to that goal or to reach that goal. And we know Valley Falls is going to come in, and like you said, they're playing for their playoff lives right now, and they're not going to hold anything back. You know, I know the coaching staff down there, and good friends with a couple of them, and I know they're a great football minds, and I know they're going to get their kids ready to play, and we got to do the same. And with our offense, we really need to execute a lot better on offense. I felt like we gave up some plays that were there against Onega that we need to execute there later on in the season. So it's really going back to the fundamentals and just X's and O's and getting down to the tackling form. And practices have been great, and hopefully we can just take another step.
I wanted to have an opportunity to talk with you about the play of some of your kids last week. I would kind of look at it maybe from a media perspective as Drake Mellies, your quarterback, kind of had a breakout week all around. He's been playing consistent all year long. But just tell me about the progression that you've seen from Mellies as well as the other guys in the skill positions on the offensive side of the ball to get you guys consistently scoring the way that you are. Do you know the disparity of your games right now? Jackson Heights averaging 54 points a game, giving up 2.5 points a game.
Yeah, and, you know, that just comes, like I've said it in the past interviews, it's just maturity. You know, Drake really stepped up this year from a passing standpoint. You know, on Friday night he was 8-9 for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. And just looking at his overall, you know, grand scheme of things with his stats, he's throwing at an almost 70% completion percentage and 11 touchdowns and 1 interception. So it's been a vast difference from where he has been the last 2 years with, you know, throwing a lot more interceptions. So that's definitely a positive for us. And whenever we can get that passing game going, and then you have Titus, Drake, Cade, and Austin Zeller in the backfield, you know, sprinkling Titan Eisenbarth in there. And, yeah, we have a plethora of weapons that we can choose from, but I think it all starts with the offensive line. Their maturation during the course of the year and the way they're gelling right now and getting off the ball and being physical, you know, kudos to them and kudos to Coach Schumann and the offensive line. And defensively, Titus Eisenbarth has really been our MVP on the defensive side of the football, and that's not taken away. You know, J.W. Moore there at middle backer, Tegan Bauhey at another backer, and, you know, Kate Holliday. Just our defense is playing as a unit right now. And, you know, Drake did have a breakout game there and against Onega. And, you know, teams really haven't been throwing his direction a whole lot, and, you know, they tried to test him there, and he batted one down and also got an interception there on Friday. And Ian's been playing really good at the defensive secondary as well, and he dropped an interception there. So I think everybody's feeding off of each other, and, you know, when you have that person make a big play, it's infectious. And you know, you can just tell by looking at the guys, they're saying, hey, I want to make the next play, I want to make the next play. And, you know, bringing Austin in from Holton and getting him on the outside with his size and speed is definitely an advantage for us as well. But I'll just go back to that offensive line. They've just been exceptional this year. And, you know, we're going to live or die by our offensive line, just like everybody else in 1A. So hopefully we can just stay healthy and, you know, keep the course going and just keep getting better each and every day.
Jackson Heights, again, a perfect 6-0 overall, 3-0 in the district matchup this Friday against Valley Falls. You can watch that on the Cobra channel at mscsports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Cobra channel. One last thing about that, Coach, is your dad stepped in a little bit and is doing a little bit of play-by-play and helping some of the high school kids out on that. Have you gone back and listened to him?
I have. You know, he made a reference about Titus being the Tasmanian devil of running. You know, he said sometimes, you know, those running backs are just thoroughbreds, and they run like a thoroughbred, and Titus runs like a Tasmanian devil. And, you know, he came up to me at the end of the game. He's like, Caleb, I'm a little rusty, but I don't know if these kids are going to know what the Tasmanian devil even is. So hopefully they watch cartoons growing up and know the Tasmanian devil, but he's loving it. Again, thank the school and MSC Sports for giving him the opportunity for this, and hopefully he can just continue on doing it and continue on, you know, being enthusiastic.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Like always, good luck this week and good health to you.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Caleb Wick of the Jacksonites Cobras. Again, the Locker Room Chat's presented by Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Community Healthcare System with Holton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and the Farmer's Stay Bank in Holton.